Under the bill filed by Brandon Republican Senator Tom Lee, custody discussions would start under the premise that kids spending equal time with both parents is in the best interest of the child. Lee says he's trying to create more consistency in the system.
You know, you might have an old school judge versus a new school judge. You may have a social conservative judge versus a more liberal judge. And to me, it is the purview of the Florida legislature to set policy. And if we believe that parents should be presumed to be equally qualified to raise their children in the 21st century, then we should say so in the statute, lest we leave it to the courts to apply their own opinion.
Lee told fellow lawmakers during a discussion on the Senate floor the measure is personal for him.
I made a promise to a couple of people that are very, very close to me that if I ever had a chance to do something to reduce the amount of litigation in our family law system, if I ever had a chance to create greater predictability and reliability based upon the facts of the case and not the whims of the system, that I would do it.
But the measure has faced its share of opposition. Joan Younger Meek is a pediatrician and member of the Florida Breastfeeding Coalition. She spoke during a hearing on the bill before the Senate Rules Committee and says spending a week with one parent and then the next week with another is not always in the best interest of a child and could in fact be detrimental for young children.
Particularly in early infancy, strong attachment is particularly important for the overall growth, development, and health of children.
And Younger Meek says there's also the issue of breastfeeding.
It's very difficult to use a pump for up to 7 days in a row. We have very few, actually one in five children who actually meet the requirement of the exclusive breastfeeding. And this provision would essentially mean that none of those children that are affected by this would be successfully breastfed. And there are significantly better health outcomes, developmental outcomes, and healthcare savings associated with this.
Thank you.
But Lee argues the bill gives judges plenty of leeway to decide when a 50-50 time split isn't the best choice for a child. He says a judge would just be required to write an explanation for why they decided a different arrangement is better. And he points out there's a provision that addresses Younger Meek's breastfeeding concerns directly.
Read page 3 of the legislation, item number 11, that talks about the demonstrated capacity or disposition of each parent to provide a consistent routine for the child, such as discipline, daily schedules for homework, meals, of which I assume breastfeeding would qualify.
But Younger Meek says she's worried that's not how the legislation will be interpreted. She believes a judge would also count baby formula as a meal. And during a floor debate on the measure Tuesday, lawmakers raised many of those same concerns. Lake Worth Democratic Senator Jeff Clemens says he worries telling judges to start with an assumption that a 50-50 split is best for a child might create its own bias.
I haven't seen anything that to me conclusively says that that is the best place to start, that that is the place where we're going to assume we're starting with the best interest of the child at a 50-50 split, because it's, I think these cases are all individual cases that that can't be given that declaration. The truth of the matter is that every one of these cases is individual. Every one of them has its own interesting twists and turns.
Despite those concerns, the measure passed, but it's a different story in the House, where the bill has not yet been heard in its first committee. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.